Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the second meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club took place last night at Grandpappy Spears' home, and the club members picked up a good deal of culture during the evening. With the meeting out of the way, Lum and Abner have again turned their attention to getting Cedric out of his forthcoming marriage with Winifred Redfield. As we're looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone, and Lum is talking to himself.
Bucket of lard.
Yes, Mom. And hurry up, Miss Abernathy.
Oh, cuckoo, shall I call the bird?
Just a minute, Winter. What'd you say, Lum?
Oh, nothing. I just, memorizing this poem, Abner.
Oh, what else, Winter? Four cans of tomatoes. Wait a minute, all you can have is just one can of them. Well, we have to do that so there's enough to go around for everybody.
Oh, black newcomer I have here.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Abernathy, that's all we can sell you.
Hear the angry joke.
Well, you never used to buy more than one can at a time, so you ought to be able to get along on that now.
Tell her it ain't patriotic to hoard food.
Mom? Oh, no, I can't deliver the order till tomorrow. We're conserving rubber. Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Abernathy. Goodbye.
Conserving rubber?
Huh?
We ain't got no deliver truck no more.
I know we ain't. Just look at my shoes, old. Them rubber heels is might not wore clean off.
Oh, yeah, they are wore pretty bad.
They sure are.
Just on the outside, though.
Yeah.
I believe if you was to switch shoes, you could wear them heels down even.
Switch shoes?
Yeah, put your right one on your left foot and vice versa.
Oh.
Folks can do that with their automobile tires. You ought to be able to do it with your shoes.
Yeah, I reckon so. Of course, I just got these shoes to where they begin to fit my feet. Now, if I change them around...
You have to figure that out for yourself. I'm busy. Oh, cuckoo, shall I call thee bird?
Huh?
This is that poem we discussed at the club meeting last night. I'm just trying to learn it by heart.
Oh, I thought I'd heard that somewhere before.
There's an awful lot of meaning in this poem, Abner.
Oh, yeah, there sure is. Even Ulysses S. Quincy said it was okay.
Yeah, and he's right, too. Carries an awful deep message.
It sure does.
Yeah. That old black newcomer I have here. Now, there's a sweet passage.
Oh, it is.
Touching.
Yes, it is. Lum.
Huh?
Exactly what is the message that poem carries, though?
What's the message?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, you take the cuckoo bird there and, what if the mail hacks got in this morning yet?
It has. What's the message of the poem, Lum?
I better run over to Dick Huddleston's and see if we got any mail.
I done been over there. Now, come on, Lum. Tell me. Now, what is it?
Abner, I'm busy with some other stuff here.
Well, I ought to know what that poem means, Lum.
I'm trying to learn it by heart. Quit interrupting me.
Well, I don't care. As long as I discussed it for good last night, I ought to know what it means. Now, come on, tell me.
Well, it's easy. It's, it's got sort of a double meaning, I think.
Double?
Now, you take... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric across the street.
Huh? Oh, Cedric, yeah.
He's getting to look worse every day. Look at him.
Yeah?
Face drawn, haggard, and unrestless.
Well, ain't no wonder, Lum. That boy ain't getting no sleep. Working nights and worrying himself to death in the daytime.
Yeah.
My doggy, you know, it just don't hardly seem possible that him and Winifred Redfield's getting married tomorrow, does it?
Well, I don't think they're just twixt me and you.
Well, now, her pa, Charlie, set the date for tomorrow. Cedric agreed to it.
Yeah, but he never knowed what he was doing.
No.
Besides, I think that idea of mine about having Cedric make out like he's touched in the head's gonna work.
Well, it ain't did it so far.
Oh, no, but I told Cedric to go over by the Redfield house today and do all the crazy things he could think of.
He did, huh?
Yeah, act insane. Stand on his head and I don't know what.
Well.
Old Charlie and Winifred both bound to see him, and they'll call off that marriage so fast it'll make you...
Yeah,
head.
I don't mind. Now, here comes your phone. Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy.
You been over to the Redfield place yet?
Yes, Mom. Just come from there.
Well, did you do all them crazy things like Lum told you to?
Yes, Mom, I think I did.
Well, don't you know whether you did or not?
Yes, Mom, I know I did.
Well, how'd it work out, Cedric?
I don't know. I'm sort of mixed up on it.
Mixed up?
Well, tell exactly what happened, Cedric.
Yeah, tell us everything. Come on, sit down.
Well, I went over by the house and put my coat on wrong side out, like you told me.
Yeah.
And then I stood on my head and barked like a dog.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it sounds all right.
And then I climbed up on one of them trees and hung by my toes and made faces.
You did.
Yeah, fine. You thought that at yourself, too.
Yeah.
Yes, Mama did.
I must have saw you.
And then I take an apple out of my pocket and ate it.
What'd you do that for?
Because I was hungry.
Oh.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
And then that gave me an idea. I had a sack of peanuts with me, too, so I ate them with the shells on.
With the shells on them,
yes,
you hit them? Well, that ought to prove right there your catch, Sandy. Even squirrels have got enough sense to take the shells off.
Yes, Mom. Then I seen they had some flowers growing in some flower pots sitting in that enclosed back porch of theirs. So I pulled up the flowers and ate them, too. Roots and all.
For the land's sake.
And then I had another bunch of peanuts with the shells. And then Winifred's papa come out.
Oh, Charlie, you mean?
Yes, Mom. He said if I was that hungry, I better come inside and have Winifred fix me something to eat.
Oh, my goodness. What, you never went in, though, did you, Sandy?
Yes, Mom. Had some nice sandwiches and chocolate cake and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Granny said, Rick, you oughtn't have did that.
Yeah.
That's not very crazy, eating that stuff.
Well, I know. What did Charlie say about all them crazy things you've been doing, Sandy?
Well, he was nice about it. He said he knowed just how I felt.
Uh-huh.
He said he acted exactly the same way when he was a young fella in love with a girl. Only worse, he said.
Oh, my goodness.
And this ain't working out the way it's supposed to at all.
It sure ain't.
Mr. Charlie said my acting that way was a good sign.
A good sign?
Yes, Mom, he said it showed how much in love I was with Winifred.
Uh-oh.
But I ain't in love with her, I don't think.
Oh, my goodness. Though it's long to think Cedric went through all the agonies of eating peanuts with their shells on them, and then it would turn out this way.
Well, what did Winifred say to you when you was over there?
Never said nothing. She just sat back there in the corner with them big teeth sticking out.
Hmm.
Every time I looked at her, she'd sort of giggle.
Yeah, I scared her giggle. Does it all the time, looks like.
Well, sir, for a homely girl, she sure is ugly.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Cedric. Not quite, anyway. What else happened while he's over there?
Oh, nothing, I don't think. I give her my autograph and left.
Your autograph?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Charlie asked me if I'd write my name down on a piece of paper he had there, and he said it'd make Winifred the happiest girl in the world, so I done it.
Oh, my goodness. You know what you signed, Cedric? That was a marriage license.
Mom?
My doggy, Cedric, now you did it. You never will get out of this now. Just as sure as the world, you sure have fixed yourself up.
Yeah, you're stuck now. I don't know why I ever needed to tell you that act test. You can do it without acting.
Wait a minute, Long. Don't Cedric have to get his papa's consent first, though?
Well, papa's for it.
Huh?
Mr. Charlie come over to see papa last night, and they talked it over, and papa's for it.
Oh.
He said it was time I was settling down.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're just as good as married right now, Cedric. You just might as well make up your mind to that right now.
Wouldn't it do any good for me to call up Caleb and have a talk with him?
I doubt it, Mom. Not calling Caleb. You know how thick him and that Charlie are. They're always on the horseshoe double teams together. All his partners thank the world and all of one another.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute. So how about that other woman that Cedric's engaged to, that W person there?
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
In that last note, she said she'd throw herself in the mill pond if Cedric married anybody else.
Did you get any more notes from her today, Cedric?
No, Mama, never.
You don't reckon she's done jumped in the mill pond, do you?
Oh, no. Oh, no. She just said that.
She did.
She just wrote that to scare Cedric.
Oh.
I don't think she'd actually do it. Just using psychology.
Is that what she was doing?
Why, sure. And she knows it ain't working, either. That's why she quit sending them notes.
Huh.
She's more than likely to give up the whole thing.
Well, I hope so, for Cedric's sake.
I wish it was her I was marrying tomorrow instead of Winifred.
Why, you don't even know who this W person is, Cedric.
No, Mom, but no matter who she is, she's better than Winifred. I know that for sure.
Well, you might be right, Cedric. But I tell you, you might just as well forget her now. So tomorrow you're going to be Mr. Winifred Redfield. Winifred will be Mr. Cedric Weaver. Some way like that. Are you going to do the marrying, Mom?
I reckon I'll have to now. My heart ain't going to be in my work, though. I can tell you that right now.
No? Who do you want to stand up with your wedding, Cedric?
I don't know. I ain't never got married before, but I reckon Winifred will have to stand up there, won't she?
Well, I mean some fella, though. I'll tell you, I'll be your best man, Cedric.